And that means these unbelievers that says there are believers. Amen. I know an old unbeliever that claims to be a believer. I can spot him. Plenty of them says, I believe. That one fellow looks at me and said, blame it. I'm not an unbeliever. I believe God. He might believe something about God, but he don't believe in God. Because when you believe in God, you believe his word. So the Bible said, don't be unequally yoked together with unbelievers if you're in God's holy remnant. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? What communion hath light, that's that holy remnant, with darkness? What concord hath Christ, the holy remnant, with Belial, an old idol god? Oh, what part hath he that believeth, the holy remnant, with an infidel? Oh, what agreement hath the temple of God, who is the holy remnant, with those idols? For you, the holy remnant, you're the temple of the living God. If God has said, I'll dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord. And touch not the unclean thing. I'll receive you then. See, there's conditions. Everything God has in this Bible, there's an if or there's a then right there in front of it. Joel 2, verse 28. Here's the prophecy of the outpouring of the Holy Ghost, which is a part of God's covenant of grace. And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. And also upon the servants and upon the handmaids. In those days will I pour out my spirit, and I will show wonders in the heavens above, in the heavens and in the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and terrible day of the Lord come. Now here, verse 32, the last verse, here's the important verse. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. And this promise was preached on the day of Pentecost in Acts the 2nd chapter, verses 17 through 21, by the great apostle Peter as a part of God's covenant of grace. And he was preaching to 19 different nations. Of every nation of the world, there were Jews, there were Greeks, there were Parthians, there were barbarians, there was proselytes. No, there was Gentiles and Jews of all nations there. In Jerusalem, in old Mount Zion, is where the deliverance emanates from. That's where the covenant began with Jesus. Then on the day of Pentecost, Peter preaching to the great multitude, as the Lord has said, and in the remnant whom the Lord shall call, there's going to be deliverance. There's going to be the outpouring of the Holy Ghost. The outpouring of the Holy Ghost is not promised upon the world. It hasn't been promised upon the whole church. It has been promised to fall upon the holy remnant. All right, quickly. Isaiah 11 in verse 16. Isaiah 11, 16. And there shall be a highway for the remnant of his people, which shall be left from Assyria, like it was to Israel in the day that he came up out of the land of Egypt. Now here he's talking about a highway for that remnant physically. This is the literal or physical people that's going to be saved out of the tribulation. There's that remnant that's going to have a highway. All right, if you turn over to Isaiah 35 in verse 8, then you'll see the spiritual highway here in the end time that God has given us to walk upon for all that holy remnant that he's going to save out of this confusion and all of this charismatic renewal and all this mess of professing Christianity, the remnant. Here it is. Isaiah 35 and 8, and an highway shall be there, and a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those the wayfaring men, though fools shall not walk therein. I'll tell you, though fools, the wayfaring men, though fools, shall not err therein. Praise God. There won't be no stumbling by God's holy remnant. God's holy remnant is going to be spared. that walk on God's highway of holiness. That highway of holiness is the only way through this darkness. It's the only way that God's light will shine on our path. It's the only path that shines more and more under that perfect day. It's the path of holiness that God's remnant's going to find, because there's not going to be no fools to stumble around and not and miss the highway of holiness. Oh, let us pray. Father, grip every heart and soul in this message with this power and persuasion to turn them, O Lord, to your holiness and fear, that your people can be included into the holy remnant that you've called out for your glory and for your name's sake. We ask it in Jesus' name, and amen.